Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We are being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? We are being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, Canada, Pakistan, Malaysia, India, China, Italy, Europe, the Virgin Isles, my, just literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We want to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has chosen for such a time as this to lead the world into billions of praise nightly, right here on the Blog Talk Radio. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And God bless you and thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. And this is your Chief Ambassador, and I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to just thank you that people who have come together tonight and are coming together from all over the world, and they refuse to be divided any longer. You know, the devil knows that together we stand and divided we fall, but these people are coming together to stand together from every walk of life. I mean, from every denominational affiliation, and the high, the low, the rich, the poor, they're coming together to say that the enemy can no longer keep us apart. And we're coming together to pray. And they also believe in praising God. See, two things keep us together as saints of God, and that is prayer and praise. So we're coming together to pray and to praise God in the name of Jesus. And I tell you, I thank God for every one of these persons. I'm going to pray in just a moment, but I do want you to have the privilege of making a request before the Lord. And then after that, we'll pray and we'll go into praise together. We're going to open up a few lines for praise, praisers, might say. And when we give those the lines open to those praisers, they can join us and help us praise the Lord. All right, God bless you. Let's make that request before the Lord here. And when you make that request, we'll come back and pray. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Here's some music for you to make your request.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
God bless you. Heavenly Father, we dare not come to you without asking you to forgive us for all sins, sins of omission, and things we should have done. We're so sorry, Lord, for trying our best and sins of commission. Father, thank you for everything you've done. Oh, thank you for the precious anointing of the Holy Ghost on this line. You've been so ultra awesome. And we approach you, Lord, oh, with fear and trembling. Thank you for how you blessed us, how you brought us, what you've done for us. And I pray, God, that you heal anybody who's sick on this line. I pray that you bring up anybody who's down. God, make a way out of no way, like nobody can do but you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for all these prayer warriors.
Thank you.
God, thank you for how you let the block line go up.
Thank you.
From 90 million listeners now to over 100 million listeners. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you, thank you. The prophecy came and said it was going to increase. And God has increased so abundantly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank
you.
Let's thank him. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank
you. You're so wonderful. You're so wonderful. You're so good. You're so kind. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you for the blessing that you give. Yes,
thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank
you for your joy.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you for your goodness.
Thank you
for your kindness. Thank you for your peace. Shut up, then. Thank you for the love of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
For your anointing, thank you for this ministry, thank you for this prayer, for the prayer line, and thank you for the blog line. You're so wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your holy name, your holy, holy, holy name. We bless your holy name, God. We praise you. We appreciate you for everything you've done. Thank you for the power of God for reigning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking us up this morning and for starting us on our way.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for protecting our family.
Oh, God, you're so wonderful. You're so wonderful.
Thank you.
For the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, bless your holy name.
Thank you for what you're doing right now. And thank you for what you're going to do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. And thank you for what you've already done. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, for all these. Let's pray.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Everybody likes you.
Nobody
thank
can
you,
do
Jesus.
What you do.
Thank
you for sending me
back
to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, 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 thank Praise God for blessings, folks. I thank the Lord for the prayer of our prayers of the saints, because the prayers of the saints avail much. Last night, my mother got sick, and I had to drive her to emergency. But because of the prayers of the saints, she started feeling better before we got to the hospital. I pray that God is good. And thank you for your prayers.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. You got something? Before she got to the hospital, the Holy Ghost began to touch her. That's when we were praying. That's when we prayed. We got the word. We got the word.
Thank you.
The Lord touched her.
Thank
you,
Jesus. God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you.
Somebody else. Glory. Everybody else.
I'm sorry, I identified myself. This is Ambassador-elect Bernita from Michigan. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. God bless you. Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody else got a testimony, a praise report? What does the Lord do for you? I want to know.
Thank you.
I want to thank him for saving me.
Thank you.
I want to thank him for the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary.
Thank you.
Somebody's been sick and God healed your body. Somebody's been down, had your back against the wall, and God's done it all.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell them the goodness of Jesus? Anybody else before me? Go here.
Thank you, Lord.
All right.
Thank God. God bless you. I just thank the Lord today in the midst of all of the unique things that the Lord had planned and scheduled, that there was somebody you were praying for, that the Lord would bring them out of prison. And today we got a very unique call, and the person was on the other line saying hello, and God has released them. And I'm telling you, they're looking to be in church on tomorrow. And I'm telling you, this is a miracle. But I'm telling you, God has delivered them and has sent them home from prison. And thank God be the glory.
What?
And thank
Jesus. Thank
you.
Glory.
Yes,
Thank you, Lord.
Get off the line here tonight. Don't encourage it. anybody else.
Well, there's a song that says, "He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He has taken all of my sins away. Glory to God." There's another one that says, "Down through the years, God has been good to me." Oh, glory. So I can just say I thank him for being saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized. I'm running for my life. If anybody asks you what's the matter with me, just tell them I'm running for my life. I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm running for my life. God bless you. This is Mother Woods.
Amen.
Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. All right, my, my, my.
Ah,
well, God bless
hallelujah.
You. God bless you. We're going to let you have some family time now, but thank you for helping us thank the Lord a thousand times. And the people came from all over the world. It's amazing. They just gave me the stats the other day. We've gone up to over 100 million listeners. And these are not my stats. I don't know nothing about it, except these are the stats that that were given to me through the blog line. Amen. So, my. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Somebody wants to praise you. Somebody wants to give you glory. Thank you.
Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah. I was sitting in my chair in my office the other day, and God began to unravel that he's going to do, bring the prayer line and the blog line. He's going to take it to stadiums. And I saw people all over the world coming to praise God. And we were coming together, y'all. Think about this. The devil for ages has worked toward separating the people of God. He does not want them to come together for nothing, because he realizes that together we stand and we can defeat him together, because the brighter we fall. But I saw us coming together, and we weren't coming together to discuss any type of theology. No, that wasn't our agenda. We weren't coming together because we were of a certain denomination, and that was our denomination coming together in the churches all over the world, and our denomination, no, wasn't that. We had one basic agenda combined together. We would come together for to pray and to praise God. We were praying to God Jehovah, the only true and living God. And we recognize that we all have that in common. We can pray to Jehovah God, God Jehovah. And the enemy didn't want us to do it. And I saw Baptists and Church of God in Christ and Methodist and Presbyterian and Lutheran and Apostolic and the Adventist, and we saw the non-denominational, and we saw the Independents and the Catholics and just every denomination you can think of. They were coming together to pray to the only true and living God. Oh, my God. And we began to pray in that stadium. My God, we were praying. And then I said, we not only come together to pray, but we come together to praise God. Everybody in this stadium who believes in praising God, I want you to do it above the Super Bowl, because man loves touchdowns on that field for the Super Bowl for teams. But over 2,000 years ago, Jesus, we're in a touchdown for you and for me. And I want to see what your level of praise is on. Now, how it praise check. Oh, my God, and that stadium. Praise God so unto them. It was like the roof blew up in heaven.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
It was like the roof blew up in heaven.
Yes.
People began to praise God everywhere. I'm telling you, God is getting ready for something like this. And in the first week, the black man is going to lead the way. They're going to be one of the ones leading the way. And I'm calling people for a sacrificial clarion call. I want you to make a sacrifice for Jesus. I want you to do it. I want you to treat him with as much importance, in fact, more importance than if you had your son graduating from high school. You'd have 3, 4, 5 of your aunts and aunties and sisters and brothers and cousins there to see them graduate. You stopped everything because they were graduating. They took all those years to get that diploma. I want you to treat it more stronger than that. I want you to treat it that if you, and God forbid, if your brother or sister fell dead, you would drop everything and go there and try to be there to help plan the funeral. I want you to treat Jesus with more importance than that. I don't care how much it costs. You get there some way you figure out how I'm going to get there. It wouldn't be it that I'm going to try. No, I got to be there. My sister just fell there. My brother fell there. And the family needs you. Jesus needs you. He needs you. Why does he need you? Well, let me show you why. When he was on this earth, everybody was coming to see Jesus. They said he's coming to town. Everybody would stop everything they were doing. And they would go. And they'd fill up the field with thousands to see Jesus. They weren't coming to see, even though they were with him. His disciples were with him. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, all the boys were with him. Many of them were with him. But the people were not coming to see his disciples. They were coming to see Jesus. And see, like in the spirit realm, I heard the Lord say to me, Bernard, where are the people now who are coming to see me? They're not coming to see me. They're not coming to see me. They're coming to see my disciples. And thank God they have wonderful ministries. But I feel I start almost crying because I feel God's heart. I feel the heart of Jesus. They were coming to see him when he was on the earth. Stop moving around. They were coming to see him when he was on the earth. But then, all of a sudden, nowadays, they're coming to see his disciples. And thank God, if you don't stop moving around, I warned you. Put your phone on mute, if you must. *6. Put your phone on mute. Don't let God chastise you. Don't let the Lord chastise you. Because I've already asked you twice. I wouldn't do it. *6. All that movement we hear, and it's multiplied 10 times. Yeah, you moving out. You're still moving. I'm asking. Lord, I've asked him to light me. Just save yourself. Save yourself. Put *6. Amen. Because I know you don't want to hear. I know the enemy does not want the people to hear about this. So we consider that the enemy using you. So press your phone on. Press *6. You don't want to get God to chastise you. And so, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I never forget it. The Lord began to show me. And he began to show me that they were coming now not for him, but they're coming for his disciples. Yeah. And he said, Bernard, where are the people who will come for me? Where are the people who will come for me? Oh, my God. And I never forget it. Oh, my God. I began to weep because I felt the pain of the Lord. And he was so putting, like his people didn't mean much to us. He helps us. But when it comes for us to help him and to be there for he's there for us all the time. There, being there for us. But when it comes time for us to be there for him, we're nowhere to be found. I asked the people the other day as we were working toward an all-night shut-in, I said, who will lead prayer? Just take over 30 minutes of prayer, and I want to thank those on this blog line who said, I will. But then I asked many others who would. I got near 12 midnight, 1, 2, 3, and I said, who will lead prayer? And their response was this. That was their response. It made God look like nobody cared about him. It made him look like nobody was on his side. Nobody was concerned. Nobody would make a sacrifice for him. And I'm going to tell you, it kind of bruised the heart of God. Because all the things, it proved him, because every time we turn around, we're saying, Lord, we need to help. But when it came your turn to say, yes, I'll be there for him. I'll help. I'll lead prayer. All of a sudden, there was no response. Where do you think you get your feelings from? You wouldn't have any feelings unless they came from God. God created feelings. So if you would feel left out, if someone is saying are choosing teams and they chose everybody except you, how would you feel? That's the same way God feels, because you got that from God. It came from God. Your feelings came from God. And so the other day, when I said that, God felt slighted. When you feel slighted, nobody said a word for you, and you've been helping them all the time. Yeah. It's a bad feeling. And God feels those things, you know. Because he's God Jehovah. He created all that. And so I'm asking you to make a sacrifice for him on the 17th of August. What are we going to do? First of all, we're going to do those two things. We're going to pray together. Baptist, Methodist, Church of God in Christ, Presbyterian. We're going to make the devil out of life. We're going to unite together. And then secondly, we're going to praise together. Let me tell you what happens when we do things together, when we come and make a sacrifice for Jesus. See, let me give you an example. Jesus was there in that great field, and thousands came for him. They came for him. There were over 5,000 people, even more than that, perhaps 10,000 in that field. But they all came for Jesus. And when they came for Jesus, he felt responsible for them. Because the people ask him, Lord, they've been here all day long. They ain't got nothing to eat. Can we send them away, Lord, so they can go home and get some eat? But Jesus felt responsible for them. And they found a little lad with two fish and five loaves of bread. And he took it and they broke it. And before they knew it, they had enough to feed everybody in there. Please hold on just a second.
Hello? Hey, Bishop, I'm on the prayer line. Let me call you right back.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you. And when they came for Jesus, Jesus felt responsible. And when he felt responsible, Jesus took those two fish and five loaves of bread and blessed them. And Jesus fed everybody. Well, his disciples, let me get it straight, his disciples fed. Well, through Jesus, his disciples fed everybody. But the miracle came through Jesus. Why? Because he felt responsible. He felt responsible for the people who came. Amen. So you move around again. Thank you. He felt responsible for the people who came. And he fed them. He blessed them. And let me tell you, when you come for Jesus, he feels responsible. If you got a situation in your body and you press your way, he feels responsible for you being there. And so no telling what he might do. He might heal you of something you've been ailing of for 20 years. When you come for Jesus, you might have been dealing with a financial strain for 2 years. But you're there for him. No telling what he might do. He's a miracle worker. And he may heal your body of that financial strain or physical strain or whatever it may be. When you come for him, he does miracle and miraculous things for you. I just want to tell you, make a sacrifice and say, I'm going to come to Jesus on the 17th. I'm going to start out at Amazing Grace here in Kansas City, and let's see where it takes us. If there's a need to move it, we're going to move it. We're going to start out at Amazing Grace and come to Amazing Grace. September the 17th. Huh? I just asked the Lord if he would bless us. And that's the date that fell in my mind. And that's the day I gave you. I'm going to ask God to give us good weather before it and afterwards. In other words, at least 2 or 3 days before, 2 or 3 days afterwards, good weather. Now, that's a Thursday. You come and me and that service get there as early as you can. The service starts at 7 o'clock that night. And then just one night. And you'll have time to get back home for your Sunday morning service, Friday and Saturday, you can travel. Or if you want to stay over and be with us at Amazing Grace on Sunday morning, we would love it. We would love it so much. Stay over and be with us and then go back on Monday. But, you know, if you just want to come in that Thursday morning and be there, we'll give you an address. If some of y'all have that GPS, just bring it right there. All right? But that's September the 17th, the Thursday night, one big night. God told me to do a clarion call, a sacrificial call, a clarion call. Of people who will make Jesus important, more important than anything they got on their schedule. When you say, well, I've got this date for I don't know how long. Well, it's up to you. You know, whatever you think's important. I'm not going to tell you to cancel nothing. I'm just going to put it out there like you gave it to me. Amen. If I am your leader on this line, your chief ambassador, I'm making a clarion call to everybody. And hopefully one day, God, you know, you can't make anybody respect you. You got to earn their respect. But hopefully one day, God will let us be, through the auspices of Jesus Christ, respected enough, whereas we'll give you a clarion call and you'll know to come. Because it will mean that God's going to do something spectacular for you. Amen. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful night. And we love you. God bless you.
God bless.
I want to ask before I go, is that anybody that the Lord spoke to, and you have a word or anything? You don't have to. I'm just asking if you have one. If so, the line is open to you. Otherwise, we'll just close. God bless you. All right. God bless all. You have a wonderful night. Thank you, Jesus.